20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Welcome in to the Wednesday edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I am back, people. We have power in my house, and I'm not at my house. I am at my parents' house, so I'm on assignment here in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, as opposed to New Berlin, Wisconsin. But it's good to have the whole team back together. We've got Dusty. We've got Sarah. What is going on, my friends?
It feels like a Friday, but it's only a Tuesday, so I guess that's bad. But hey, I'm happy to be talking with you guys.
Yeah, I think it's one of those weeks. I know when we were talking before we hit record, Dusty was like, what a week, what a week. And it's only Tuesday. And I'm like, yep, that's kind of the vibe for this week. But yeah, just ready to have some fun with you guys like we always do and talk a little sports, Packers, everything in between.
Yeah, we actually have a little bit of NFL news, which is kind of shocking, but the Chiefs are in the news again after signing Mahomes to the mega deal. They're actually shelling out another mega deal, and this time is for defensive tackle Chris Jones, signing a four-year, $85 million deal that includes $60 million in guarantees. I don't know who else is going to be on the team besides Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes after next year, but I'm sure they'll figure it out. Dusty, why don't you break down some of the implications regarding Kenny Clark and the Packers and what this means for them?
Yeah, I mean, we've all been waiting on the Kenny Clark deal. And I think one of the reasons it hasn't been done, that we've kind of talked about this, or I know other people have as well, kind of gone in depth on this, has just been, it's such a weird offseason, and no one knows what the cap is going to look like next year. And beyond that, I mean, just because you got teams then possibly playing it safe as a result of that, you also have guys possibly not wanting to sign now because there's so much uncertainty. Maybe they take a smaller deal because they think that, we don't know what's going to happen. Probably the cap will go down and then it goes up. There's so much uncertainty on both sides. I feel like there's just not a lot of talk between agents and teams. This deal came through, and the immediate reaction I saw was this was on Twitter, of course, because I'm sitting at home all day. The Kenny Clark deal is going to be insane. Like, did you think he was signing for $12 million a year? Like, this is, so the Chris Jones deal is, it's 4 year, $85 million with $60 million guaranteed. So that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. It's, it's over the average, it's over $20 million a year. And Chris Jones' numbers, this is the fun thing. Chris Jones' numbers are actually higher than Kenny Clark. He plays a little differently, but it's higher than Kenny Clark. So maybe that plays into it a little. But if you thought that Kenny Clark was signing for less than $19 million a year before this deal anyway, I think you were probably living some kind of pipe dream. So, I mean, to me, the fact that it comes now with that there's not been a ton of signings, there's not been a ton of extensions, big money stuff anyway, just simply because of all the uncertainty, that's new. That's something that's interesting. And it shows that the Packers are going to have to pay for Kenny Clark, but like we already knew the Packers are going to have to pay for Kenny Clark. And I think they're going to. They'll find a way to do it simply because that interior line, they have no one else, and Kenny Clark's a monster, and he's still like, 23 years old? Like something, he's like 22, 23, something like that. So I think it's going to end up happening. I still think they signed Kenny Clark. It is big money, but it was always going to be big money. So you get to at least play a little bit with, this is likely what the dollar figure will look like. This is the ballpark. And so you kind of have that in mind. But it was always going to be somewhere in this range. It was always going to be somewhere between, I would say, 17 to 21. Like, it always kind of seemed that way, just average value.
Yeah, and I think what DeForest Buckner just got, like a $21 million APV.
Yeah.
Kind of right along the lines. You always hope that Goody would be able to work a little bit of magic somewhere along the lines. But, I mean, he's, a top three defensive tackle in the league. So, like you said, he's got to get paid, and he's got to get paid soon.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing that really stands out really is that guaranteed money, is the $60 million out of an $85 million contract. But even then, guaranteed – I mean, guys are holding out for more guaranteed money anyway. Like, they're going for that. The guaranteed money has been getting steadily higher.
It's transitioning to that a lot more than
– Yeah, and so even that, like, that's a big dollar amount, but that's not really shocking.
I mean, and then if you look at it, he's actually getting $37 million due at signing. So
yeah,
Mm-hmm. They're taking a good chunk of that right away. So
yeah, and I've seen some things like maybe the Packers can front load that. The Packers don't have a ton of room to front load right now. I mean, they just
they've got like $8 million, I think, right now to play with.
I'd have to look. I think they've got a little more than that. I have to look at Ken Angle's thing, but they don't have a ton. Like they don't have, unless they restructure some stuff, they don't have a ton of room to front load that to make that a little nicer down the line.
Total cap, they've got 11.8 and unallocated cap, they've got 8.6. So there's that. The other news was another defensive star may not be fully inked, but there's already numbers coming out from Ian Rappaport that Myles Garrett, the star defensive end for the Cleveland Browns, is going to be re-signing with them at a 5-year, $125 million clip. So, Sarah, what do you think? Like, how does this one affect the Packers, or what does it make you think when you hear this?
Yeah, I mean, first thought is just – kudos to the Packers front office, because the edge rushers that we have are obviously talented, but way lower than what apparently is market value right now for this position group. So, I mean, definitely good for them now as far as cap management and what they're going to be able to do and, you know, offer to other guys like Kenny Clark and, you know, other guys that are due for extension in the next couple of years. But I think we're seeing a trend here that the numbers just keep going up and up and up, but that the Packers have been able to manage a little bit and manage pretty well. So that's really it there. I mean, the numbers, like you said, are most likely official if they're coming from the guys with the checks on Twitter. So, but I know every now and then things change, but yeah, really nothing more than that, just to keep it short and simple.
Oh my God. Maybe this isn't true, but this is coming from, it's a Bleacher Report gridiron with a check mark to say that, but saying it has $100 million in guarantees.
What?
50 fully guaranteed at signing. Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
That seems like a lot of money. Is that a lot of money? That seems like a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. And then the funny part is then you look at it and you're like, nah, you should still play basketball or baseball. those ones are fully guaranteed. So those would be the ones you get into.
Times are changing, that's for sure.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's some people on Twitter that are upset about something. I know it very rarely happens on Twitter.com, but every once in a while, everybody gets together behind an idea and says it's really, really a bad idea. And there's been a lot of that with the Madden ratings coming out because one Aaron Rodgers is not the highest rated quarterback in the NFL.
Gasp!
And he's not even the second highest quarterback rated. And he is not rated at least 90. Which
the shame, Steve. The shame.
He's rated shame, 89. Shame, so shame. People are freaking out. They're yelling at Madden, saying that they need to get their act together. The five guys ahead of Rodgers, because he came in number 6 with an 89. Patrick Mahomes with a 99, which I think that's pretty dead on.
Very well deserved.
Russell Wilson with a 97. Lamar Jackson with a 94. Drew Brees with a 93, oof, and Tom Brady with a 90.
Well, they got confused. With Drew Brees and Tom Brady, they got confused because that's their ages, and they put them. That's what happened. I cracked the code, guys.
All right, I think we're done here. I think that's the joke. That's it. We're done. I don't know how it can get any better than that. Yeah, honestly, like the thing is when I first saw it, like maybe Drew Brees, maybe Tom Brady are rated a little too high.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, I feel like he's kind of right where he should be after last year. That's what they base this on. Like they still give him some of, you know, the throwing strength, all that kind of stuff. But he had a good year, not a great year. It wasn't anything that blew anybody's minds away. There was missed throws. There was plenty left on the table, and I feel like an 89 for a 36-year-old quarterback, that's not horrible.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, listen, I refuse to get worked up over this because I don't care, and as Steve has seen, I don't even play with the Packers, so like, I don't care.
It hurts Dusty too much to lose with the Packers.
That's great. Yeah, I don't want Rodgers to throw 9 picks when I'm fine with Baker Mayfield doing it. So it's all good. I'm with you. I mean, I didn't look at the breakdowns of everything of like what's his speed and agility and arm strength, because I do not care. That final ranking of 89, based on, again, like you said, missed throws. Were some of those miscommunications? Yeah, they certainly were, but there also were some missed throws, and he slowed down a little. You know, it's just, there's all these little things that, like, yeah, I've refused to get upset about. First of all, I refuse to get upset about Madden ratings, and also refuse to get upset about an 89 ranking for a quarterback in his mid to late 30s. That's fine. Like you said, if there's any quibble at all, it's the fact that he's behind Breeze and Brady. And I'm curious about some of Lamar Jackson's ratings as well, kind of where he's getting the 94 overall. But you can't argue with him being rated top 3 after the year he had last year. So yeah, every time I see people get mad about this, I just assume they are joking. I assume that the rage is manufactured. But I don't think it is. But hey, listen, if that's what gets you going, that's fine. That's fine. Just rage on, man.
Sarah, do you have any Madden comments?
I mean, it's whatever. I think the rating itself was fine. It was just people were upset to see other names like leap past Rodgers. I think you said it perfectly, Steve. The 89 is like, yeah, he was good, but he wasn't great last season. So makes sense. But I know and that's not what really, I don't even want to say triggered me, because like you said, I didn't really let this bother me that much. But I think that's what triggered a lot of people, was just seeing other, like Breeze and Brady, still receive like an A grade, I guess you could say, and Rodgers didn't. So it's whatever. Those graphics are made to piss people off anyways, just like those other ones where it's like, what is the best, like, or your state's favorite sports team? And it's like the least favorite one. Like, it's all to just get you riled up and for engagement. So if you we're losing sleep over that, please don't. It will be okay. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I think that's about fair. All right, well, let's dive into the meat and potatoes of this episode, if you will. Nobody gets the joke yet because they don't know what the topic is. Yeah. So basically what we decided to do this week is have a little bit of fun, and I took a look at the entire food menu for Lambeau Field. It took a little bit of time, but I was able to download it off the website, and I put it into categories or tiers of $5, $4, $3, $2, and $1. And we're going to make our ultimate lineup of Lambeau Field food. The restrictions are you have to use $15 and you are only allowed to pick 5 items. If there's any interest in this besides the 3 of us, I can post a list on this tomorrow on Twitter. Just feel free to ask me. I don't know if anybody will actually care about it, but it was kind of fun for us. So we're going to go through and do some of the honorable mention foods that we thought about picking before we go into our actual lists. So Sarah, why don't you go ahead and start pick 2 or 3 of your honorable mentions that you want to talk about.
Okay, so some of my honorable mentions, one that I picked from the $5, so our highest valued category, was the Wisconsin Cuban. I didn't end up picking it, but the pretzel-shaped football bun is really just what made this decision really hard for me, because anything that is pretzel related, I love. Like, I love pretzels in general, and then soft pretzels, and there's like pretzel bagels, love it all. So that was hard. So that was definitely one of my honorable mentions. Another one of my honorable mentions were the bacon crusted cheese curds. I just felt like that was a lot. I will talk about it in more detail
later.
How
dare you? How dare you, Sarah?
But I ended up picking just like the generic cheese curds, which, like I said, we'll get into more later. But I was like, I don't know. The bacon might push it over the table.
Wow.
But it's honorable mention. Like, it's not like I was like, no, it sucks and I'm not going to get it. Like, it was a hard choice.
But you went with the lesser of the cheese curds.
Okay, yeah, but I have stomach issues, so, like, together, I'm like, that could be a tough day for me.
I suppose that's one place you do not want to end up at Lambeau, is sitting trying to get into a stall for that general topic.
Yeah, All right, moving on.
Good talk, Steve.
Yeah, great.
I was trying to come up with a good way to say it. It didn't work.
You didn't. It didn't.
Okay.
So nice to be talking to you again, Dusty.
What about me? Not me, Steve? Wow, thanks.
I was being sarcastic. I like talking to you. Oh. Dusty's just an ass all the time.
All right, another one of my honorable mentions was the hot chicken bites. Those looked interesting, and that's pretty much all it was there. I mean, everything pretty much in the $2 category, if Steve ends up posting this, was pretty good. So, but they were also pretty generic. And then I went really, really basic, and also I picked a churro as my honorable mention, because I think if it was like cold at Lambeau and I was there, not like freezing or snowing, but if it was colder and then I like went and got a hot churro, that would be just chef's kiss. So those are my honorable mentions.
Also noting, we did not have any drinks on here. We just went straight up food. Since it is Wisconsin, you can get as many beers or many sodas or whatever you want, hot chocolates. And yeah, so all food. That's the only other thing that I forgot to mention. So, Dusty, honorable mentions, what did you have?
Yeah, my three, number one, I got two in the $5 category. One is the cheesesteak, just because I don't know that I've ever had a bad cheesesteak. Even a bad cheesesteak, I've enjoyed. So, that one, I've got the Samosera Wisconsin Cuban. It sounds amazing. I could not fit it in because there's something else in the $5 category that I just could not pass up. But that Wisconsin Cuban, listen, let's be real here. The next time I'm up there, I will have more than $15, so I will be eating a lot of this.
Fair, none of these things actually cost $5.
But I also have more than $15, Steve. I will pay whatever it costs to get these things. So Wisconsin Cuban's there, and then pretzel with cheese. I'm with Sarah. It just barely made the cut, but it's nice. It's simple. You get that soft pretzel. You get some cheese. You don't go wrong with that. So those are my honorable mentions.
For mine, I went with the Bacondilla, which is a bacon, onion, jalapeno, jack cheese, chipotle cream, and a little pineapple as a quesadilla. Very interesting to me. I thought that could be potentially really good. That was also a $5 category. And then the under the $4, I was with the bacon pro tots. Like anything involved bacon and tater tots is going to be outstanding. I had a couple others higher on the list for that, so I decided not to. Fish fry, you're in Wisconsin. It's always a good thing, but I'm thinking that, you know, I probably can find a better fish fry on the drive home.
That's probably true, yeah.
Anywhere else there, I could probably do that. So I figured I'd leave the fish fry alone. And then the pack and cheese. I almost left it off the list completely, but obviously, as a slap in the face, Packers Twitter today put out a picture of the pack and cheese, and it looked delicious. And I had to put that right back into the list and added that as one of my honorable mentions of I almost picked it. So, yeah, that would have been my four. All right, Sarah, why don't you lead us off with your list?
So I picked one in the $5 category, three in the $2 category, and then one in the $4 category was how I ended up breaking this down, since we had $15 allocated to our five choices. So in the $5 category, I went with the 1919 burger, which I'm pretty sure I had the last time I was there based on the description. So some of the ingredients are Havarti cheese, fried sauerkraut, peppered bacon. There's like red pepper on it. So just really good. I love a good burger. That sounded great. So that's what I went for my $5 value. For $4, I just went classic and went with chicken tenders and fries because I'm a sucker for that.
Shocking. I am shocked.
So our other podcast team will be thrilled since they're the Chicken Nuggets podcast. So there
you
go.
My only other question is, are you going to be talking to the person who's giving them to you and asking if they are sent from Publix to Lambeau?
No, because I actually love like ballpark or like, you know, a football stadium or theme parks. I feel like they all have the same type of chicken tenders and they're always just really good. So
What kind of toy comes with those, Sarah?
Yeah, boy or girl toy. But
right now they're giving out minion stuff.
I was picking this during my lunch break, and I was like, I really just know that Dusty and Steve will make fun of me, but no shame, because chicken tenders are good.
You like
at
you
all
like
times. Right? No shame in the chicken
tenders. I like chicken tenders. I got nothing against chicken tenders.
And I would love some ranch with them as well. So for $2 then, I obviously picked the pretzel with cheese, because I just talked about 5 minutes ago how much I love anything pretzel related. So that made my list. And then the cheese curds, just the plain cheese curds, made my list. And then the double burger. So another burger. I'm a big burger person. So I went with a lot of, I mean, everything on here is junk food. So I can't even say I went with a lot of junk food, because it's all junk food. But two burgers, one fancy, one generic. Then cheese curds, pretzels with cheese, and the chicken tenders and fries. So definitely got my Wisconsin cheese fix in there.
Not bad.
That's a heavy meal, my friend. Multiple cheeseburgers and, but sounds pretty good. Dusty, what'd you go with?
All right, so I actually did one from each category, not on purpose, but I went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, one of each. So top one, my $5 brandy old fashioned brat. Like, I'm looking for a brat anyway, and this is not the only brat on here, so just, stay tuned. Get ready for that. But anything that says it has a house-made tart brandy cherry relish is something that I am going to eat. So I'm going big for the first one. Brandy old fashioned brat, $4 category. I've got the buffalo pro taters. Listen, I don't even know what it is. I don't know if they're tater tots. I assume they are. I don't know if it's a loaded potato, but it's potato, some potato thing with buffalo in there. I will take that with buffalo sauce around that. I will take that. So I've got right now, so it's a main dish, and then I've got a side. For another side, I've got cheese curds bacon crusted, because like Sarah was like, oh, the bacon pushes it over the top. You're right, Sarah, it does push it over the top. And that's why I want it. So
I don't know if I should be shocked, sad, or disappointed that was your impression of
her. Oh my god.
Well, I nailed it.
Another impression of her.
I nailed it. My name's Sarah. I like football. Nailed it. So yeah, bacon crusted cheese curds. Because, I did look at the other cheese curds. I looked at the basic ones, and there's a couple other cheese curds on here. Bacon crusted. I've never had that before, and I want to know what that tastes like. So I'm going that route. $2. I'm going jumbo bratwurst. That gets me two bratwursts. I've got a brandy old fashioned and a jumbo. And then, to cap it all off, Sarah had an honorable mention. I'm going with the churro. That's my dessert. Listen, I don't know what a Wisconsin churro tastes like, but I've had a Taco Bell churro, and those are fine. So I assume at the very least is going to be good.
You can't, if that is your.
Your
mind's going to be blown by eating this churro.
No, listen, I've had real churro. My wife is from like 5 minutes from the Mexican border, buddy. I've had churros. I'm just saying I've never had a bad churro, even a cheap churro.
Why didn't you lead with that? You said that you had a churro from Taco Bell.
No, my point was I've never had a bad one. Even the cheap one, even a Taco Bell churro is good. And so whatever a Wisconsin churro is, I'm sure is at least better than that. So I'm capping that off. That's my dessert. I'm happy with my list. It's two brats. I've got two sides. I've got the buffalo potatoes and the cheese curds with bacon and capping off with churros. I've got zero regrets. Well, maybe regrets later after I eat all of them, but no regrets talking about them now.
Yeah, I think if this ever happens, we need to be in like the covered glass section that has like personalized bathrooms for people, so you don't have to be like waiting in line and and doing that dance. So. Okay, let's see. I'll finish this off. Started off with the $5. I went with the short rib poutine, which just sounds amazing with French fries, some cheese curds or tater tots mixed in there with gravy and short rib meat. Like, yeah, sign me right up. I will eat up a good poutine any day of the week. I went with the $3 bacon crusted curds because, great minds think alike.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I've never had a bacon crusted curd, but it sounds amazing. A little bit of extra saltiness to the saltiness of the cheese and some ranch. Like, giddy up, let's go. Went back to the $5 menu and picked up the nachos pylon with the souvenir helmet. So I'm the only one walking away with a souvenir as well as a big bowl of nachos.
Congratulations, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You made fun of me for picking chicken tenders, yeah, and then you're like, I'm going to get a souvenir.
What are you doing with that? What? You know what that
my
looks...
kids, you jerks. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sure, Steve. Sure, buddy.
Yeah, nice, nice save.
Kids.
Yeah, I know. It was because it was a legitimate reason.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are turds.
Okay. Dad of the year over here is like.
They've been on cardboard.
I hate both of you. I wish my power went out again. All right, so finishing it off, that means I've spent $13, so I'm hitting up the dollar menu, and I went with just a regular brat. And then Dusty as well, I went with the dessert of a $1 churro.
There you go.
So, yeah, that kind of – I went pretty heavy on the poutine, like lots of cheese, lots of meats, nachos – and then wrapped it up well with a brat and a churro. So pretty happy with the way it all turned out. If you guys are legitimately interested in seeing the lists and want to make your own, just shoot us a tweet tomorrow. I can definitely screenshot this and put it out on Twitter so everybody can have a little fun. I was talking with Sarah and Dusty about making a really cool and taking pictures of all of it, but I'm not going to do that at all. So if anybody else wants to take that on, feel free, but that's definitely something I'm not going to be doing tomorrow. So, yeah, that kind of wraps it up for us. A little bit shorter than usual, but again, not a lot of Packers news going on right now. We would normally do a little bit of closing thoughts, so I think everybody's got a little bit of something right now. Sarah, anything percolate in your head?
Not really. I actually, one thing I thought of since I was just doing this before we started recording is I've been watching MLS, like super pumped that sports are at least somewhat back. And if anyone's looking for a team to bandwagon, especially since Wisconsin does not have an MLS team and a lot of our listeners are there, totally hop on the Orlando City bandwagon. Orlando City, fun team. That's a lie. They also break my heart a lot, but they're doing really well in the tournament. So, yeah, if you want to hop on the bandwagon, that's what my final thought would be. They've won both of their games in the tournament so far, so this is the time. Hop on now while the team's hot. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I don't have much. You know, I'm still kind of working on some pieces, some stuff I'm hoping to get at some point, but it's work's been insane lately, so I haven't had time to – most of my nights have been working and not doing football stuff, which is pretty inconsiderate. I feel like it's pretty inconsiderate of my job. So I'll get that stuff out at some point, but I'm not sure exactly when. It's a long off season, so I'll get to it at some point. But yeah, just, I don't know, man, just be nice to each other. Just be good to people. Just listen instead of striking out, I guess. And just be nice. That's it. Just be nice.
Yeah. I think my closing thought is, be considerate of other people. Recently, through some of our family, we've found out that some relatives on my wife's side have been in contact with people who knew they were in contact with people who have COVID and decided not to tell anybody and still hang out with people and not wear masks and, you know, do the right thing. So I guess to me that would coming out of all this, seeing all these stories, it's just think of other people for once. Please just wear a mask. I know it's inconvenient. It sucks. Like, I smell my own coffee breath and it's disgusting, but I don't care. Like, you're thinking of other people in the world. Yep. And continue to do that. And hopefully we can get sports back. Like, if that's your factor to wear a mask, then do that. That's awesome. Like, that it gives you a motivating factor to do it to help other people in the world. Just be kind, be helpful, wear a mask. That's all I got to say. So, thank you again, as always, for listening. Follow us on Twitter. Our DMs, again, always open if you want to talk about anything in the world besides sports. That's at Sarah Kelleher 4, at Dusty Evely, at Steve Perhatch, and at Packaday Podcasts. Any 5-star reviews are more than appreciated, of course. But we will be back next week. We will be talking more Packers football with you. And as always, go Pack, go.